This time of year I start looking towards next year for planning walks and hikes and backpacking adventures. And I was just on the phone to my very good friend Stuart Greig at Lone Walker UK on Twitter, who I have now walked with many walks with and spent many a night's camp talking about the world and enjoying the solitude of camping with a good friend. And we were talking about our plans for next year. I want to get a little bit more hiking next year, and I think I'm going to have the opportunity to do so. I say that because every year I think I'm going to have the opportunity to do more hiking and end up doing less than anticipated. And Stuart was talking about looking to do many trips, but shorter trips, one or two night camps with two or three days walking around that, and trying different national parks. A loose goal, I think, of Stuart's is to wild camp in every national park in England, and it's a very good target to have, and especially for short camps. A couple of the problems are distances to drive to some of these national parks, which would come on a two or three dayer, and using the bank holidays. The idea, I think, Stuart, is being that he can use his holiday period tied in with weekends and bank holidays to stretch out his outdoor time. Myself, I love hiking with Stuart. We get on really well, but I also look for longer hikes. I start to get into my hiking after two or three days, and so if I can get a journey in that's a couple of weeks or more, then I'm really loving that. It's not to distract from the weekends and the shorter trips, because like I say, with good company it's a different experience entirely. But I do like a bit of solo walking, and on the longer trips I tend to walk solo. I've done a couple of trips with people, and last year when I was walking the Pennine Way, I met many people along the way and had a good conversations and good times with people along the way. But I'm planning on doing what's starting to become a little bit of a bogey journey of mine, the Cape Wrath Trail. Now, for many years, the Pennine Way was my bogey trail. I had walked many sections of it. I'd set out two or three times to walk its length, but something always stopped me. And I was able to do that, finally, last year. But the Cape Wrath Trail that runs from Fort William in Scotland up to Cape Wrath on the northwest coast is a trail that I've been trying to do now for about four years or so. And never managed it yet. I was almost able to go last year. And in fact, Stuart was going to come along with me for part of that. But I couldn't make it. Things got in the way again. So this year I'm putting my foot down with myself. And I'm going to really endeavour to walk that particular trail. It's one of the most wild trails in the UK. Possibly the wildest. Taking some pretty wild parts of Scotland where there's no shops, no roads, no pathways, no farms, nothing. And for a few days you have to totally fend for yourself, carry the food you want and cook yourself and make sure there's plenty of water, which isn't really a problem in Scotland. But yeah, food and looking after yourself for 3 or 4 days in sections. And that's what I look forward to, a bit of wilderness. I've also been planning a couple of pre-Cape Wrath Trail hikes up in Scotland, just to get a flavour. I've not been hiking in Scotland for a long time, and I've not done much Scottish walking. And it's a different beast when you come to those kind of areas, a bit more remote. You need to have your wits about you a little bit more. And I love that. I love that sort of experience. So that's my initial plans for next year. I've got a walk. I'm going to walk tonight. I'm going out tonight to go from Whitby to Saltburn on the northeast coast on the Cleveland Way. I did a section of the Cleveland Way earlier this year with Stuart, and I'm going to just go tonight or tomorrow morning just for an overnighter, 20 miles walking. Just fancy a bit of a trip out, and that's part of my plans for next year, is to get a lot of short little journeys out in the week. Possibly go once a fortnight, or if I can once a week, certainly once a fortnight, just for an overnighter, and then build around that some longer journeys, and the Cape Wrath Trail being the one that I'm really looking forward to, which I shall probably start April, sort of mid end of April, May, early May, before the midge season starts. Horrific midges on the west wildernesses of Scotland, and I don't want to be out there being eaten alive. And then after that, I've not really got anything planned. I'd like to do a couple of other longer walks, but we'll see how that goes. And what I found is, over the years, that the more I plan, the less I end up doing. So I'm trying to leave it a bit loose. And with Stuart's suggestions of doing multiple short backpacking trips, that's a good thing, because I can leave that with Stuart pretty much to where he wants to go. And when he invites me along on any of those, I'll certainly make the effort to go along, and if I can, I will. The only thing that would stop me would be sort of work and that sort of thing. But I'm quite flexible that way, so that's quite good. So planning for next year's hiking adventures. Like I said, I do that sort of this time every year. End up not doing what I planned to do, end up doing other things that I didn't plan on doing, which is always a bonus. But yeah, so I need to get out a little bit more, want to get out a little bit more. And I love nothing better than setting off on a walk and knowing sort of where I'm roughly hoping to end up. And then along the way, just finding somewhere to stay overnight. You know, I don't really plan my wild camping locations. I don't plan my walk, to be honest. I have a route that I know my start point. I know my end point. I know the route I'm going to take roughly. And then I just start walking with my backpack on. And I'll camp wherever is suitable, wherever I find. And that's as much as my planning goes, really. I've been camping and wild camping and backpacking long enough now to know what sort of gear I need to take for the conditions that I'm in. So I don't really worry about that. And if I've come up short there, there's always a way around it. So I don't really worry about my gear. I've got plenty of that. And I like the idea that you just set off. Sometimes I've hiked with a no-end goal, so where I don't know where I'm going to end up. I'm not so, that's a little bit more different because of time schedules and things. I like to know roughly where I'm going, but maybe that's something I can look forward to in the future, is just saying, right, I'm going off, and get somebody to drop me off or get a train somewhere and then just start walking and seeing where I end up. But I do like a particular trail. I do like to have a particular goal. A start and an end time, though those times can be flexible. I do like a bit of flexibility, because you never know what happens. I usually end up walking and finishing quicker than I anticipated. If the average time for a route, say, is 2 weeks, I tend to do it in 10 days. Especially when I'm walking solo, I tend to walk more miles on my own than I do with other people. I just enjoy walking, and I like to get up early, finish late, and just walk with a couple of coffee breaks along the way. But yeah, flexibility is the key for me for walking, and not too much planning. So here I am talking about planning my next walks, but I'm not actually worried about the walks themselves, if that makes any sense. So that's part of my planning process for next year. Looking forward to hiking with some friends. I've got a couple of other people that are wanting to hike with me next year. People I've not met, but though I've known them through various social networks. And that might be interesting if that comes off. It's always nice to hike with somebody new that you've not met before, sharing the similar interests. You learn so much from other people. And whilst some people are coming with me to learn from me, I always learn from others, always, no matter their experience levels. It's just learning things about themselves, about life, about how they approach walking and hiking and things. Fascinates me. It really does. And creates bonds, creates friendships. And that's always a good thing. That's always a good thing.